Thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi, I signed up with you guys to help me out to everything, and then we just dropped it to the website. But the website I'm looking at right now has the wrong phone number still on my website.
Let me pull up your account here, sir, so that I can check the website.
Yeah, and some of the other things on there is incorrect. No wonder I'm not getting phone calls. So, anyway, it has an icon for Facebook and has an icon for Yelp. I definitely don't want Yelp as an icon on there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Facebook, the phone number's wrong. I need to have the right phone
just
number.
Okay, am I speaking with Shane?
Yes.
Okay, this is for Business Best Case Scenario, LLC.
Correct.
Just one moment, I'm still checking the website. Okay, I think there used to be a cold tracking setup for your account.
Yeah.
And the one, yeah, so.
Yeah, so then they changed and put my number on it, but it goes to, if you go to Facebook, the little icon there, it has everything. There's some screwy stuff on this thing.
Yeah, as for a website, they already changed the, oh, okay, it's still showing there on the logo.
Yeah, the logo's wrong up on top. And then
But on the top right, it's showing the right number, right? 385-368-494. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that 385-368-4942. Yeah. But as you move to the so I don't know how the hell this is on here. So if we go to the Facebook. There's an icon right there. I would prefer that the Facebook isn't on there. There's a bunch of stuff on there that, and just a ton of things on there. I don't want the Facebook icon on there. I don't want to go to Facebook. There's stuff on there I don't want on there. And it's the wrong phone number too.
You mean that you don't want the Facebook icon on the website?
Yeah, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want that. But the Facebook one, if they do go to Facebook, then it's got the wrong phone number. I don't know how all these other stuff got on here. A bunch of stuff. All my contacts are on here. So I don't want that.
Okay. I will ask our team to remove that number on the Facebook. And also,
remove everything else.
Okay.
I just don't want Facebook on there because it's got all my contacts on there. I don't want to have all my contacts on there. I don't know how that happens.
Do you mean by contacts?
Let's see what to say. It's contacts. It has all sorts of people on here.
The Facebook icon is linked to your business Facebook page, so they won't be able to see who are your friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that on there. I don't want Facebook. I don't want to be linked at all.
Okay. Yeah. I'll request.
Yeah, I want Facebook off of that. And then on the Facebook, if you go to Facebook, you'll see the phone number is completely wrong.
Yes. Yeah. I will ask to get it removed.
Okay. Then another thing on Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it has roofing contractor, metal roofing. Downspout cleaning, that's should say rain gutter cleaning. And then flat foam insulation, that shouldn't be there. Flat foam insulation. It should be flat roofing. Membranes. And then should say, really should say, residential and commercial, all types of roofs. I don't know why this is like that. That's the wrong phone number down there, of course. I don't know who the tracking number, I guess, is on there. When I call the tracking number, nothing happens. So, let me get the tracking number off of there.
Okay, yeah, I already requested to have it removed. Any other changes you wanted us to do on your website?
No, I just want to make sure the Facebook gets a link to it. It's really important. I don't want Facebook
to
take the Facebook
the website,
icon off
right?
The thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can get back to the website here. If I can get back to it, I'll see. Let's see history back here. Angie's. And also Angie's. I don't want Angie's on there either.
Okay. I don't see Angie's here.
Somehow they pirated everything.
Well,
yeah, the Angie's on there because, let's see, I'm trying to get back to the damn thing. I'll try this one. Nope. Let me type it back in. Okay, so. Okay, still has the wrong phone number up here. If you type in bestcasescenario.net. So that's the wrong phone number. So that's the tracking number up on the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will have that updated.
Right, they said they'd do it before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Please give us within 24 hours to get it
done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they switched it before, and then it was the right number, and now it's back to the tracking number. Mm-hmm. So it was the right number when I just pulled it up. Prior to talking to you, now it's back to the tracking number. So that's a major problem. And then down here, yeah, at the bottom, the gray area has the right number. 368492, yeah. And then the Monday, the 8 to 5, we need to bump that from 8. Yeah, just leave 8. You got to put 8 to 8 p.m. But right there it says follow us Facebook and Yelp. I can't stand Yelp. I don't want my Facebook. I don't want Facebook linked to it at all. I don't do anything on Facebook. I don't deal with it. Your iPhone is not configured to allow calls using this Mac. What the hell is that? So it says UPS, local splash, your iPhone is not configured to allow calls using this Mac. I don't know how that means. I don't know what that means.
You wanted to, are we talking about a Google Business Profile now?
No, we're talking about I believe that's already happened. You guys set me up a website, but, definitely don't want follow us online, Facebook and Yelp. I don't want that on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then up on the logo, it has the wrong phone number. Yeah.
Yes.
Gallery. Let's see. There you go, back. Let's see what else we got here. Home. Schedule. Let's see what happens when we go schedule. Home. Come on. God damn it. So, do I have a representative for this account anymore?
I'm sorry?
Is there a representative that handles my account? Or?
Oh, we handle your account.
Okay.
Yep. I already requested that, though, for your website. I have already requested to remove the phone number that is shown on the logo, okay, for Facebook and the Yelp icon to have it removed. As what I mentioned, please give us within 24 hours, okay, for the changes to make effect.
Okay. All right.
And for your Google Business profile, we have already updated the phone number. We're still awaiting from Google for update.
But it's just the logo up on top, the little green thing. You know, the little green logo up top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, I haven't gotten any calls since I started working with you guys. Zero. I'm trying to reduce it just to website management. It still isn't working too well.
Currently, we're managing your and hosting your website only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I need to have people pop on. I need to at least have them be able to reach me. Mm-hmm. But, let's see about, let's see contact. What's today's date? The 20th, 23rd, okay. What does that mean? Your iPhone is not configured to allow calls using this Mac. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure of that either.
Okay.
Maybe you're tapping on the call icon that is available on the website. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Back. Show call icon. That's going to be. Can open the page. So invalid, address invalid, what? Anyways, yeah, I'm going to need help with that. We have a request for a call to come back once it's fixed.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I already requested to Facebook team to have it removed, though, and they're currently working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for your understanding on this, Shane, and we do apologize again for the inconvenience.
Well, like I said, I've been with you guys a few months and absolutely zero. you know, zero, anything's come in. So, zero calls, six profile interactions, zero calls, zero messages, zero bookings, zero website, six website clicks. All right, so. And they're totally out of work.
Well, as for the ranking of results on Google, it still depends on the Google algorithm. That's why we are continuing to optimize your Google business profile so that we could at least appear in the first page. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for your Google business profile, you don't have reviews there. I suggest that you gather reviews from your previous customers.
Mm-hmm.
As it can help improve your, you know,
So if we go down this thing on the page, if we go down to it's Google, right? So go down to Google best case scenario. It comes down, there's an Angie's list right there. So when you type on there, that could put you into where they're going to refer someone else. And the next one says, people, what's an example of best case scenario? Then you click on the first arrow, it says best case scenario, collaborating with one day lower medical costs for people. I mean, that doesn't make sense why that would be in there. Then the Collins directory. So what is the ideal case scenario? I'll see what this is. Case scenario, user going for issues or for desirable outcome. Oh, it's a dictionary. I don't know. It's just, it's terrible. Let's see. And then it jumps over to Collins. Go back. Yeah, it's just not helpful to have this even listed. What does best case scenario mean? What's the worst case scenario? What's the worst case? Best case scenario. Planning companies typically build three scenarios. What is? Yeah, I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me that all this stuff is, just doesn't make sense. I can't imagine this being a benefit. Let's see right here. Let's see what it says. Yeah, I need somebody to help me out with all this. This is terrible. You know.
Now, I have already requested the things that you mentioned earlier. So, yeah, let me know if there are others. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just need somebody knows they're doing with the things. I don't hardly ever touch the computer other than I use it for typing up, you know, proposals. Other than that, I mean, I, you know, don't really use it much. All right, well, thanks.
You're very welcome. As what I mentioned, please give us within 24 hours, okay, for the changes to make effect.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye for now. Yeah.